books, music, film. We bring you the latest and what it's really like.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song.
From the VeggieTales creator Phil Vischer comes What's in the Bible. It's a 13-DVD walk through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, though not all 13 discs are ready yet. Disc 4 is just about to be released. If you've never heard of the VeggieTales, that's fine. The DVD series stands on its own just fine without any prior knowledge of Phil Vischer, though you probably will appreciate the humour more if you do know of the VeggieTales.
They can't see you, Pierre. You're lucky too because you are picking your nose. Don't think I didn't see that. I have eyes in the front of my head. Right here. Eyes. For seeing.
The only thing that is my business is, what has he asked me to do today, and am I doing it?
Creator Phil Vischer was concerned by research showing a lack of understanding of the Bible, especially in kids. It's an education that traditionally came through Sunday school and in Australia scripture classes as well. And special mention here for the singing pastor. Take it away, Pastor Paul.
It answers all our questions. It fills in all the gaps. It takes the truth of heaven and then drops it in our laps.
Ow. It's a mixture of a real-life person, Phil Vischer, who kind of hosts the episodes, cartoons, and lots of puppets. Though I wonder about the puppets. I expected the series to be all animation, like the VeggieTales. I thought puppets had retired when the Yoda puppet was digitally replaced in Star Wars. I guess not. There are many personality-rich characters, or puppets. My favourite is the senior citizen Sunday school lady with her magic flannel graph. She reminds me, and I'm sure it will remind many others, of the lady who taught me at Sunday school with that flannel board that felt magically stuck to. The series explores some pretty serious biblical concepts, like explaining in some detail sin, salvation, redemption, and the canon. The what? Let's get Captain Pete to explain a bit.
Hello, my cannon. I've got a cannon.
No, Captain Pete. You mean cannon with two N's in the middle. We're talking about cannon with one N in the middle.
Oh, I've got a cannon with just one N. I still like to shoot it, but never at a friend. It uses lots of powder and...
No, wait, Captain Pete. That's still a cannon with two N's. The word canon comes from a Greek word that means rule or standard.
Wow, I think most grown-ups don't know how the Bible was put together. So then, who is it suited to? You know, I think that most adults would find this entertaining and educational. I sure did, seriously. There is so much covered in a 25-minute episode that kids preschool age would probably just laugh and be entertained by the puppets and cartoons. If they last that long, my preschool age kids, they went off and played after about 10 minutes. Kindergarten and infants kids will probably react the same way. Perhaps they may last a little longer. And I just hope that it's not too daggy for years 3 to 6. It might just cut through. The blurb on the website says that it's designed to walk families and kids through the Bible. It'd also be a useful resource for Sunday school or scripture teachers. But each episode must be followed up with some kind of discussion to reinforce the massive amount of information covered in each episode.
So they decided to get rid of Joseph once and for all. By selling him.
What? They sold their brother? Who heard of such a thing?
Actually, I tried to sell you once when you were little.
What?
It was just to the neighbors. I got your back.
You sold me?
You were begging me. Let's not tell Mum about it, all right?
It definitely isn't a babysitter like the Wiggles or Play School DVDs. Still, I laughed and was really quite entertained. It's also worth applauding Phil Vischer for going beyond the syrupy, feel-good, be-nice-to-everybody kind of stuff we typically have available to dish up to our kids.
Did you say something, Brother Louis?
I said, be sure to watch the next episode because it's really going to be great.
That's what you said?
Mostly with the body language.
What's in the Bible on DVD by Phil Vischer, the creator of VeggieTales. I give it 4 stars. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.
There's a time to be silly, and there's a time to be serious.
A time to open up your heart
and show how you feel.